Hello and welcome to the A-Level Business Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's absolutely fundamental for your OCR exam, financial statements analysis. This isn't just about crunching numbers. It's about becoming a financial detective, using the data to diagnose a business's health and strategic position. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the key statements, master the essential ratios, and I'll give you some top examiner tips to help you secure those top marks. So grab a notepad and let's get started. Right, let's start with the two key documents. First, the Statement of Comprehensive Income, or the income statement. Think of this as a video of a business's performance over a period of time, usually a year. It starts with revenue, the total income from sales. Then, we subtract the cost of sales, the direct costs of making the product, to get our gross profit. This is a crucial first look at profitability. After that, we deduct all the other running costs, the operating expenses like marketing and admin, to find the operating profit. This figure is gold. It tells us how profitable the core business operations are. Finally, after accounting for interest and tax, we get the net profit for the year. Examiners love to see candidates connect these stages. For example, linking a fall in gross profit to a rise in raw material costs mentioned in the case study. Next, we have the Statement of Financial Position, or the balance sheet. If the income statement is a video, this is a snapshot, a picture of the business's assets and liabilities on a single day. It's built on the fundamental accounting equation: assets equals equity plus liabilities. It shows what a business owns, assets, and what it owes, liabilities and equity. Assets are split into non-current assets, long-term things like property and machinery, and current assets, short-term things like cash and inventory. Liabilities are also split into non-current, like a long-term bank loan, and current, like payments to suppliers. The equity part shows how much of the business is funded by the owner's own money, including retained profits from previous years. This is a key synoptic link that net profit from the income statement, if not paid out as dividends, flows into the equity on the statement of financial position, strengthening the business's capital base. Now for the really clever part, the ratios. These are what you'll use to bring the numbers to life. Let's cover the big three categories. First, profitability ratios. The return on capital employed, ROCE, is a big one. The formula is operating profit / capital employed, X100. Capital employed is basically the total long-term funding of the business, which is equity plus non-current liabilities. ROCE measures how efficiently the business is using its capital to generate profit. A high ROCE is great, but you must compare it. Is it higher than last year? Is it better than a competitor's? Is it higher than the interest rate on a bank loan? That's where the analysis marks are won. Second, liquidity ratios. These measure the ability to pay short-term debts. The current ratio is current assets / current liabilities. A ratio of 1.5 to 2 is often seen as a safe zone. Too high, and the business might be holding too much cash or inventory inefficiently. Too low, and it might struggle to pay its bills. The asset test ratio is a tougher measure. Current assets inventory. Current liabilities. It removes inventory because it's not always easy to sell quickly. A ratio of 0.75 to 1 is generally considered healthy here. Finally, the gearing ratio. This measures how much of the business's funding comes from debt. The formula is non-current liability / capital employed X100. A business with over 50% gearing is considered highly geared, which is risky. While debt can fuel growth, it also means high interest payments, which can be dangerous if profits fall. In an exam, you must weigh this up. High gearing might be a deliberate strategy for expansion, but it increases risk for shareholders. Okay, let's talk exam technique. A huge mistake candidates make is confusing profit with cash. A business can be highly profitable on paper but have no cash in the bank, leading to insolvency. Always check the liquidity ratios alongside the profitability ratios for a complete picture. Another pitfall is calculating a ratio perfectly but then failing to explain what it means in the context of the case study. Don't just say the gearing is 60%. Say the gearing is 60%, which is high, suggesting the business is reliant on debt and vulnerable to interest rate rises. This could be a concern for shareholders as it increases financial risk. That's the analysis. Here's a top tip. Always, always show your workings for calculations. The examiner can apply the own figure rule, meaning if you make a mistake in the calculation but then use your incorrect answer correctly in the analysis that follows, you can still be awarded marks for the analysis. And when you evaluate, use the it depends on rule. Compare the data against previous years, against competitors, or against industry averages to add depth to your judgment. All right, time for a quick fire quiz to get that brain working. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. 1. What's the formula for the current ratio? Pause. Answer. Current assets divided by current liabilities. 2. Which financial statement is a snapshot in time? Pause. Answer. The statement of financial position or balance sheet. 3. A high gearing ratio means a business is funded more by what? Pause. Answer. Debt or non-current liabilities. 4. What does ROCE stand for and what does it measure? Pause. Answer. Return on capital employed. It measures how efficiently a business uses its long-term funds to generate profit. So there we have it. Financial statements are the language of business. The income statement tells the story of performance over time, while the statement of financial position gives a snapshot of what it owns and owes. The real skill, and where you'll get the top marks, is in using the ratios, profitability, liquidity, and gearing to analyze, interpret, and evaluate. Connect the numbers to the case study, compare them over time and against competitors, and always explain the significance of your findings. Thanks for listening. Keep practicing, and you'll be well on your way to acing that OCR business exam.